Alison from the blog BQ joins me in the studio. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good.
We were just discussing that it is Valentine's Day on Sunday, so a lot of restaurants packed around the city full of hopefully not too awkward dates with lots of roses around, I'm sure, as well. But you've got some thoughts on Valentine's Day and food.
I do. So I find Valentine's Day is a really conflicting kind of day food-wise. I think most places are going to up the price, or they're going to, you know, there's this expectation of you've got to go out and you've got to have an expensive, fancy meal.
Mm.
But sometimes I think those sort of real pressure-laden sort of meals are so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, you might go to, I don't know, a really fancy place, Tetsuya's or Key or something like that, and you're forking out hundreds of dollars,
yeah.
But you feel miserable.
You feel exhausted.
Yeah. And you know, that absolute pressure of impressing, you know, your loved one, or maybe loved one to be, I don't know.
Yes, potentially. Yeah.
You know, it's so mentally draining, and I'm sure you're not enjoying that lunch or that dinner.
Yeah, you're spending a lot of dough on this food, and probably just freaking out and sweating the entire time.
Yeah. So what I like to do, me and my partner Sean, the wonderful other person who works on the blog with me, we sort of have this idea of an alternate Valentine's, and in fact, we find it utterly far more romantic, less pressure, and love it every time. So instead of spending a load of money and feeling miserable, you spend a reasonable amount of money and you both feel great.
Yeah.
But of course, you've got to get buy-in from your partner before you try any of these
things.
So
test the waters.
Test it out first, because you never know what the other expectation might be.
All right. Maybe what are some great places to go that you think that you're not going to be flooded with the whole Valentine's shtick?
Well, I mean, places that we like, we've got in mind for this Valentine's Day, our local Bolo.
Bowling club.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Has a very nice Chinese bistro there.
Mm.
So that's what we're thinking on the cards for us. In the past, we've gone to the Hare Krishna food van. We've gone to the Greyhounds.
The Greyhounds. Romance.
Yes. They had a special Valentine's night package.
Wow.
That's been one
You've
of
been
my
cheap
favorites.
Too, I imagine.
Yes, it was very good. Yeah, they have a Misty Whippy van, and you can get a sherbet ice cream cone.
How good is that?
It was perfect night. We've gone to places like, you know, great little sort of Chinese places like Michael's Malaysian up on Regent Street, the one where the taxi drivers go in the car park.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to that one. So, you know, anything that I think is kind of like just somewhere that you wouldn't normally think of that is nice and cheap, but out of the way. Like the other place that we've got in that I could think of is somewhere like, you know, the kebab van on Sydenham Road, near the, or even the bowling club at Marrickville there, somewhere like that.
Yeah, because it's not about, you know, I think people, as you've sort of mentioned, it's not about, you know, paying top dollar for exclusive sort of areas or sites or views or whatever.
Yeah.
At the end of the most important thing is the person that you're with, right?
Exactly. And so if you've got that spirit of fun and that spirit of adventure, and you can say to each other, yeah, you know, let's do something like this. Let's not commit to spending hundreds of dollars. Let's save that and, you know, fly to Bali or something.
Yeah,
instead,
nice one.
Somewhere where you can really eat well. You know, and I think what we find is there's that fun side of it. And to me, that's probably what you're really looking for out of your relationship.
And a great story, you know, as well. Like, I'm sure that Greyhounds night was a pretty interesting story.
Oh, yes.
As well.
That was a very good one. And unfortunately, so the Greyhounds isn't on, so you can't do that for Sunday night. But maybe Dapto might be on. I'm not sure.
Maybe some little road trips in store.
That's right.
There you go. Check out your fabulous food blog BQ. How do you spell it for those who
BKYU? And there's a special little section there on our Valentine's Day adventures, so you can go and have a look at that.
Yeah, check it out. Get some ideas for this Sunday, Alison. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next time.